issues continue to crop up in Milwaukee's late-night ballot counting process, this time further delaying the results of the election for a national audience. How Milwaukee counts its ballots has been the subject of scrutiny for years. As the largest county in the state, it has the most absentee ballots to process before those totals are reported, often leading to what people call a late-night ballot dump and adding fuel to election conspiracy fires. In a press release, the Milwaukee Election Commission reiterated that what caused the delay had no impact on the results. Alexander Schur, a reporter with VoteBeat, watched the scene unfold, and he joins us now. Thanks for your time today.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the issue occurred at the central count, but this wasn't with how they count the ballots. This was at the end of the night getting the results. So kind of walk us through what went wrong and what you were seeing as it happened.
Yeah, so I'd say broadly what happened on Tuesday was 15 hours of nearly flawless processing and counting in a way that actually was more efficient than past elections, being capped off by a really simple and regrettable error. So essentially all these ballots are counted. I think Milwaukee counted about 28,000 by the end of the night. And then the last step before you send results to the counties, you need to extract those results from the tabulators that count all the ballots. So on election day, there were 9 tabulators, and typically an election official goes to each tabulator and they follow a checklist, or at least they had in the past in Milwaukee. And it takes about 10 minutes per tabulator. It adds a lot of time at the end of the night, but it also ensures uniformity. And what we saw on Tuesday was took about 10 minutes to download results from the first tabulator, took maybe 5 or 6 minutes from the second. And then all of a sudden it was taking 2 to 3 minutes to download results from a tabulator. And it wasn't just one election official doing it. They were dividing up into teams. So it went from what I had gotten used to as a somewhat of a slow, tedious process. It got really quick. And in hindsight, it just simply takes more than 2 or 3 minutes to download results from a tabulator. The reason that it went from 10 minutes to 3 minutes was they were clicking the wrong button. They were not downloading election results from 5 of the 9 tabulators at the city absentee ballot processing center.
So just to clarify, there's no evidence of malfeasance or tampering or fraud, but that didn't stop the conspiracy theorists from immediately jumping all over this on the social media, right?
That's exactly right. And I think they saw it as, you know, a way for the city or the state to rig the gubernatorial primary against Francesca Hong, no matter that Crowley was on top, you know, before this so-called ballot dump, no matter that there are, you know, ballot images and audit logs and a paper trail tracking every single one of these ballots. You know, I've been saying for better or worse, what happened was evidence that elections are run by humans, and sometimes they make mistakes when, you know, they're on a lack of sleep or there's not the checklist that should be guiding them in front of them.
So many have been calling for a change in state law that would allow Milwaukee and other central count operations to start counting those absentee ballots and processing them on Monday before the election, so we're not waiting until late in the night. One of the champions of that has been a Republican who has pushed to try and get that bill through. It got killed in the state Senate, unfortunately. But even he has concerns and wants to hear testimony, right? So how will this unfold as people ask for more questions?
I mean, I think a really common rebuttal for past legislative efforts to pass this Monday processing bill was this talking point about among Republican legislators that we can't trust Milwaukee with an extra day if they're only making errors on, you know, they only have one day and they're already making errors. Why should we let them do this on Monday? However, you see the logic of that talking point. Every time they make an error sort of undermines this mission to pass Monday count. So, as you pointed out, you have Scott Krug, who's a very staunch supporter of this Monday processing bill. And every time he sees Milwaukee make a mistake like this past Tuesday, he knows that makes his case significantly harder, because now you have the state legislators looking at the city as a flawed election jurisdiction at the same time that the city's asking for more time to count and process ballots.
Yeah, and just a few seconds left, but give me a sense of what it's going to look like in November, because I know this is the city of Milwaukee, but people are going to conflate David Crowley as the Milwaukee County Executive. Any late night ballot balloting totals coming in are going to have even more scrutiny in the fall, right?
It's possible. I mean, I think no matter what Milwaukee does, even if they run a flawless operation, they're going to be scrutinized. If they make a single mistake and they know this, it's going to just lead to an absolute blow up in conspiracy theories, especially if Crawley emerges as the candidate. So I think all of the pressure is on them to run this flawlessly in November.
All right. Alexander Sheriff with VoteBeat. Thanks for your time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.